It's the Best Country, Minnesota 93. TJ here in studio today, and Christine Nessler joins me from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Good to have you back in today. We're talking, we're in a brand new month, the month of June, and you say June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month.
Yeah, you know, it's an important month for Alzheimer's awareness. We have the longest day, which is honoring caregivers on June, I think it's 21st. I should have looked at that before.
Summer begins on the 20th. It's always the 20th or 21st.
June 20-something. Yep. yeah, but, you know, Alzheimer's is actually the most common form of dementia, and it affects so many people, not just the person living with it, but also the family members and the caregivers. So I just thought it would be nice this month to touch on some topics relating to that in honor of Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month.
All right, so some tips for families and caregivers that are having to go through this.
Yeah, so these are just a few tips. So if you know somebody or know of a family going through this, that there's ways to help. Keep in touch is the first one, and these are all from the Alzheimer's Association. I really think this is a big one because I think there can be some social isolation that families will experience. So keep in touch, you know, call, send a card, stop in and visit, doing little things that mean a lot. Maybe it's just dropping off a meal or something like that, giving the caregiver or a family member a break. So, you know, maybe they want to go to a movie or Bible study or whatever that might be, and they just need somebody to come over for a couple hours. Being specific when you're offering assistance. This is kind of a funny one because if someone says, oh, can I do anything? A lot of times you're like, well, no, I'm fine.
Anybody
right?
says that, right?
Anybody
no, I got
says
it.
That.
I'm good.
But if you're real specific to say, you know, hey, I'm running to the grocery store. Can I grab you a few items? Or I'm going to mow your lawn tomorrow. I hope that's, you know, it looks like it needed. Your lawn looks terrible. But just offering specific things. Being alert, you know, there's just learning about Alzheimer's and how it affects, you know, and a good example would be at some point if there is a wandering issue, if you're a neighbor, keeping an eye out that somebody might not be wandering. And there's, you know, there's definitely some more here, listening, caring for the caregiver, remembering that it affects all family members. But then just learning more about Alzheimer's and getting involved in that way, I think is so helpful for our community so we can all be more dementia friendly.
And it does feel to me, and maybe you'll disagree because you're in the business, but it feels like we're starting to pay a little more attention to these topics that have been kind of taboo and not mentioned so much for a while. So I like that, and we'll be able to use this month in particular to really draw more attention to it.
Absolutely. And, you know, the Act on Alzheimer's Committee for Mankato and North Mankato has been making huge strides in the last 3 years of really helping businesses become more dementia-friendly, religious communities, and just in general, you know, working with the medical community, working with law enforcement, fire departments. So there's a lot of great stuff going on. And actually, if you go out to our website to Freedom Home Care, we have a resources tab. There's a link to our resource guide, you know, so you can see exactly what we're up to with Act on Alzheimer's, but it's really good stuff.
There is a lot of great resources on your website, as I try to combine words here. That's I think you're picking up what I'm throwing down. If we want to go to your website and learn a little bit more or get in touch with you, or maybe I noticed you mentioned at the front of the conversation that maybe a caregiver needs a break, and I know that's where you guys can come in on a temporary basis and help out with that. So if we have questions, want some more information, what's the best way for us to do that?
So that would be calling us at 387-4663 or checking out our website, freedomhomecarellc.com, or social media. I try to post different articles and kind of, you know, conversations about what we're up to. So keep in touch with us that way.
All right. Christine Nessler with me today from Freedom Home Care. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.